97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Proops on the line. Greg, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Big Papa. How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm in Los Angeles, and on my way to Montreal next. Well, actually, I'm on my way to Canada this weekend.
Love Canada. What's going on in Montreal,
Canada?
What's going on in Canada this weekend?
I'm going to Edmonton with the Who's Line guys, and then next week I'm going to be in Montreal for the Just for Laughs Festival.
That's awesome. I gotta say, man, like I think I'm with most people where you kind of came on my radar with Who's Line.
Uh-huh.
But from that point on, I see you everywhere, whether it be Chelsea Lately, whether it be True Jackson, whether it be the Green Room on Showtime that's going on. You seem to be everywhere, all over the place, continually working. And that is that's a testament to you, man, because there's not a lot of people that can do that and still be on the radar and on TV as much as you are.
That's really kind of you. I always think of my career as sort of a flagging ship, and I'm like an Eskimo at their own funeral watching myself flow away on the ice. It's nice to be thought of as being a present all the time. I appreciate that.
Well, it's true. It's one of those where, you know, you're just kind of going through your life, and all of a sudden, oh, hey, it's Greg Proops again. You know, and every time...
Well, I hope I'm not annoying everybody to death. I also have a podcast now, in case you haven't had enough of me on the internet.
What and where can we get the podcast? On iTunes?
The podcast is called The Smartest Man in the World, and it's on iTunes, or you can go to proopcast.com.
Proopcast.com.
Proopcast. I almost misspelled it just now myself in my name.
And of course,
and then I'm on Showtime tonight on The Green Room.
Yeah, there's lots of buzz going on about that. Now what's this? It's going to be you and a couple other comedians, and they're making a big deal out of it because you're gonna smoke some ganj.
Exactly. We did on the night. Provenza said to me, "Would you smoke a joint on TV?" And I said, "Yeah." And so one was produced from the crowd. I presume it was a medical marijuana one because it was made like origami.
Okay.
And of course, it was exceedingly strong. And then we lit it up and kept going, and then it got funnier.
To you or to everybody
it
else?
I got a little more creative after that. Franklin and I got philosophical, and I took the joint away from him.
Yeah, we're talking to Greg Proops. GregProops.com is the website, and for the podcast, you can go to proopcast.com. Now, in California, they have the medical marijuana where you can get it prescribed and go and get it. So it's a lot more easily accessible, I would imagine, than it is here where it's not. Is it as taboo as it has been? I mean, the people are making a real big deal out of this. And granted, you know, if you're a parent and you have a kid, obviously you want to, you know, give your kids the right lessons and blah, 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 blah. But is it really that big of a deal to have that happen on TV?
I don't know. I would have thought in this day and age it isn't, but apparently it is. I think this country's so full of sort of puritanical misery that they can't stand to see anyone else have a good time. And I don't know why marijuana is considered such a big deal. There's beer ads on TV every 2 seconds, and no one ever says, "Oh, my God, we have to protect our children from beer."
Right.
And think of the amount of shows on TV where women are killed all the time and all the CSI things, and children get to watch those, too. To me, smoking a joint seems like a fairly benign activity. Also, this is on Showtime. It's not aimed at children. It's not for children.
Right.
We're grown-ups doing what grown-ups do. So
on a grown-up
if
show...
If you don't want your children to see it, then don't let them stay up till 10 o'clock at night and watch pay cable.
Right. Exactly. Because normally 10 o'clock on a channel like that, you'd probably end up seeing, you know, other things rather than that. Lord knows I grew up on Cinemax After Dark. Not saying, but I'm saying.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely.
And it was the high point of your week.
It really was. I learned more on Cinemax After Dark than I did in any health class. I'll tell you that right now.
Isn't that the truth?
That and the school bus to and from school.
Oh, yeah. No, the school bus was a repository of information.
Oh, my God. We're talking to Greg Proops, gregproops.com. And you mentioned that you're touring all over the place. So you do stand up. You're doing some tours with the Who's Line guys. Do you still hang out with them guys on a regular basis? Or is it just kind of like
hit-and-miss? Oh, yeah. We just did Las Vegas with Drew and everybody a couple of weeks ago. And then Ryan and I are in a group together with Chip and Jeff. Jeff's the tall one, the other tall one. Ryan's the real tall one.
Right, right.
And Chip's the good-looking one, who was on Big Love. And we go out with the four of us as well. So I can't shake them. And then when I'm in England, coming up in September, I'm going to be sitting in with all the English people from the English Who's Line So I really see all of them as much as I can.
Now, because of that show, and I hate to concentrate on that, but I'm just wondering, okay, because of that, do people have an expectation for you to be quick and on all the time? Or is that just a comedian thing?
I have every right to believe that. I should be quick and on all the time. I'm a comedian. I shouldn't be morose and sullen and slow and hard to react.
But Greg,
terrible. Although one day I hope to be that way.
But Greg, here's the thing, though. I'm the morning guy. You know, people know me as being funny and as engaging and whatever. But when I'm not performing, when I'm not on the radio, when I'm not at a bar, I'm really kind of quiet and just kind of subdued. I call it my game face. You know, I turn the game face on, you do your thing, and then when I get in my car, I'm the quietest guy in the world. I'm just wondering if that's the same with you, or you just kind of like go through life the same way.
You're just quiet, Papa. No, of course I am. The thing is, you know, and I'm sure you come into this, because I'm on the road so much, I'm alone quite a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
And people don't think about that aspect of being a comedian. Sometimes you're alone all day before you see 400 people.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're having an intimate relationship chat with a whole room full of people, and you haven't spoken to anyone all day other than to go, yeah, I'll have a cheeseburger. But I like being by myself. I like being on the road. I like the privacy. And there's a certain luxury in that. I think a lot of people don't get any time to be by themselves. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Because people think of plane rides as boring and tedious. I think of it as a time that I can read and listen to music.
Sure. Absolutely. We're talking to Greg Proops. The Green Room is on Showtime. If you want to see the controversial episode with the Ganj, of course, he's on True Jackson all the time. You see the reruns of Whose Line all over the place. GregProops.com, Proopcast.com. I realize you got to get going. I do appreciate the time this morning. Before you go.
Oh, big problem. This is a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you. All right.
Go.
All right. Greg Proops, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Oh, Nurse Jackie, the franchise, because I'm a huge San Francisco Giants fan, and Green Room.
What favorite toy as a child?
Wow, they were called Major Matt Mason. They were like little spacemen. I don't know if you remember.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Vodka rocks.
What's what brand?
Any kind, I'm pretty slutty.
You're on the road a lot. What's your go-to road trip snacks?
Oh, dude, cheeseburgers. It's terrible. I'm never going to get on Gwyneth Paltrow's site.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Hello. Wheels.
And finally, favorite toy as an adult?
Oh, my goodness. My computer, probably.
And what's your go-to app? Like, do you have a favorite app?
I just cruise the internet and look for insane sites. I go to Tumblr now because there seems to be a million insane people on Tumblr.
Are you a Facebook guy? Are you a Google Plus guy? Are you a Twitter guy?
You know what? This Google Plus I keep seeing. I'm going to have to join that revolution. I was old-fashioned, and my computer was powered by Steam. I do go on Facebook, but I tweet incessantly. So yes, you can catch me on Twitter at Greg Proops.
At Greg Proops. Greg Proops. GregProops.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Proops. Greg, thank you so much for the time, dude. It was really cool.
Thank you, Big Papa. What a pleasure, man.
Absolutely.
Hope to see you soon.
Sounds good. Greg Proops, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.